Darren Copeland. My God, what is he up to now?
And welcome back to the Darren Copeland Experience. I'm Darren Copeland. Clean shaven, which means no fuzz. Fiesta Friday. We can party by ourselves. We don't need you to party.
No, we don't need the big fur guy.
We don't need the big fuzzy guy. Fuzzy. Big fuzz
fuzzy,
wasn't
fuzzy,
was he?
Not so fuzzy.
Was he?
He was skunky.
No, he is skunky.
Skunky AP.
Oh, do you know what one thing I'm sure he's doing right now? Just wishing he was back here so he could go to Juicy Burger.
Oh, you betcha.
He is so, I should text him just a picture of Juicy Burger. So good. Listen, whenever you want, you know, you want something that's a little bit out of the ordinary, you want a great burger. Sometimes you just need a good burger.
And a shake.
Or a malt.
Especially today.
Yeah, you know.
Hot.
Yes. Go get that burger. Go get that shake. Go get the dogs. Get the fried jalapeno. Listen, you got to get the fried jalapenos and the tater tots. Just go get those two things. I don't care what you buy there. It's going to be good. But I recommend to you that you go and you get the fried jalapenos and the tater tots, and you put them together, and you just eat those with the old aioli sauce.
And pair it with like a thick cut dog.
Ooh.
Or I like the green chili cheeseburger or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
It's delicious.
We got to go up there and remember to try the cheese, the green chili hot dog. I think that would be very good.
Yes.
But listen, you can go up there anytime you want. Just go on up. Where you go normally is Thornton, I-25 to Thornton Parkway. Get a right and then a left at Grant. And turn the parking lot. Or you go down the tech center as well, right on Arapahoe. Either place, you say, I love Juicy, and I heard that on the Darren Copeland Experience or on Mile High Sports Radio, and you get $2 off. I want my $2.
Give me it.
Yes. So just remember, when you're hungry and you want some really good food, I love Juicy.
I got the juice. 10-0, Chatham's on. Foolies glad I'm home. Even my haters kind of glad I'm on.
And before the break, I was talking about, I don't know who we were, but, well, you know, it could be anybody in there. Collective we, the royal we, all the people in my head, we were talking about the worst insane fans that you've ever heard of. And we talked about the guy who threw up on the girl.
Yeah, that was number 7.
Yes, number 6 was the New York Giants fans. Yep. Throwing snowballs at the Chargers.
Yep.
For the entire game, by the way.
Well, that's happened here, but it wasn't the entire game.
Well, no, but that's where a guy threw a ball and hit Lincoln Kennedy right in the face. And you just do not hit Lincoln Kennedy in the face. That's a big, scary, scary man who was coming through the, who went into the.
Unless you have like a strange fetish with pain.
I don't know what he's doing now, but then he was scary.
Yes.
And then after that was the fan man.
So that was number 5.
Yep.
The fan man.
Well, let me make sure. Let me go back here.
Oh, the fan man where he flew down into.
Yeah,
yes.
I think that was number five. Oh, no, number 5 was the New York Rangers fans who put all the beer cans
on the memorial.
Yes. Then you have the fan man, number 4.
So we're at number 3 now.
Number 3 is, and I've seen this before, so I understand. So in Belgrade, former Yugoslavia, now it's just Serbia. For a long time in Belgrade, there are 2 main soccer teams.
2?
Yes.
Only 2?
One is named Red Star.
Red Star.
And the other one is named Partizan.
Partizan.
And these 2 teams' fans hate each other.
Hate.
Hate.
Strongly dislike.
Like games between the 2 every time will cause riots.
All right.
And it's so, the teams hate each other so much that they built their stadiums literally blocks apart.
Yeah. It's like all the fast food companies.
Yes. So, what do these fans do to pass the time?
Fight,
yes. But that's only before the games.
Okay.
When their team loses, What do they do?
Chaos.
They burn down the other team's stadium.
Yes.
And in fact, several times over the past years, stadiums have been caught fire because that's what they do in Serbia, I guess.
Keeping people employed, man.
No kidding. Woodchucks, for one.
Yes.
It's called the Belgrade Derby. So, Red Star leads the series 61-44 with 41 ties. But that's what they do. They like to say
you can tell who's worst by which stadium looks the worst at the time.
They both look great. I mean,
they're always new.
All right, number two. So, this one's actually really funny. So apparently, this was in I don't know what year it was. However, in Pac-10 or Pac-12 football, UCLA and Arizona were playing a football game, and Arizona was just crushing UCLA, something like 42-7. And right before halftime, this was halftime, and Arizona was winning 42-7 over UCLA. Apparently, the referees were arguing or discussing a call, and then a streaker came out on the field dressed like a referee, except for the fact he had no pants, but he had the shirt.
He had the shirt.
Just no pants. Yes.
Are you sure they weren't like those ripaway pants?
Yes. Well, something. But the problem is that so as he's running by, his annex had gotten the players on both sides so angry that the benches cleared and they had a huge brawl between the two teams. Football teams brawled because they were upset about this guy streaking on the field before halftime.
He's like, "That's our fan. No, that's our fan."
Two players were ejected for fighting. And whatever. Unbelievable. First of all, how are you going to get so angry because the streaker's on it? Like, oh, that ref. Now he's not wearing pants.
Now he's getting naked.
Oh, wait a second.
I'm full of rage.
That's why he missed that call. We need to go beat somebody up. And the number one worst fans. This one actually makes me laugh, and I don't believe it's the worst one, but it's near and dear to my heart. So, and I don't think this is the worst fans, because I can tell you who the worst fans are. So lately there has been, and this isn't even lately, in the past 15 to 20 years, there have been plenty of incidents where people decide, particularly in Europe, that it is a good idea to bring heavy-duty, like, bottle rocket fireworks to games.
Brilliant.
And then shoot them at the goalies when they're on their side. So you're shooting them at the other goal. So guys get just absolutely
blastered.
Oh, my God. There's been cases of guys getting concussions because these things are blowing up next to them, and they smoke bombs and flares and all sorts of things go and hit guys. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. And so crackduck.com, this calls it the 7 worst sport fans in human history. You know, but I've got the worst one. You know, okay, yeah, granted, you know, shooting fireworks at goalies is bad. But they don't do it so much anymore. But when I was in Europe, whenever there would be a black soccer player, they'd throw bananas. Like, for me, it was just so disturbing. Like, I could not believe what I was watching. You know, and you wonder why we all see those racism, you know, no say no to racism and all the soccer. Because I will tell you, it's seriously racism. In fact, I believe it was Serbia had to play several qualifying games for the World Cup or for the European Championships in empty stadiums because their fans were like doing Hail Hitlers and throw and basically burning down people's.
These fans sound great.
They, oh my God.
What a party.
No, it's not a party.
I know.
No, I went to a game. I went to a soccer game one time in England between Chelsea and Millwall. Now, historically, those two teams, their fans can get a little violent. Millwall fans had killed someone, pushed them onto the train tracks, like that kind of stuff.
Oh, man.
And Chelsea, there's a thing called a Chelsea smile where they cut your mouth here on the sides,
like
and
the
then,
Joker,
and then they hit you in the Rumpelstiltskins.
Oh yeah,
so you scream and then it splits it up, and that's called a Chelsea smile.
Oh,
and that was a very nervous game for me because you didn't know what was going to happen when you were standing in the terraces.
Don't wear any colors.
It is, oh, you know, you wear the colors of the home team.
Of the home team?
Yes, you stay with the home team.
Hopefully, and hope there's more of them show up.
Yes, it was 80,000 to 10,000. I'm going to stick with the 80,000.
Stick with the masses.
I'm sticking with not going to see a soccer game at all in Belgrade.
Oh. So that was the worst one. That was the end of the worst list, right?
It should be, right?
Yeah.
You're playing games in front of an empty stadium because your fans are so bad that they're banned by FIFA.
That is horrible.
They should do that here. That'll stop things right quick. If someone's being racist,
yep.
All right, play in front of an empty stadium one night. It'll stop quick.
Yeah. Well, didn't they do that?
They should. They haven't done that.
It happened in Baltimore.
Only because of the riots.
Yeah.
It wasn't because, like, bad behavior by the people.
It's Darren Copeland. More with Darren after this, only on Mile High Sports. Mile High Sports.